creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. So today is the beginning of September, which I really want to introduce a new concept that we're bringing here to the creative folks, not just The Lightning Rod. Specifically for The Lightning Rod, we're going to be contributing episodes to this theme this month. And what we're doing this month is we're introducing Freelancer Month. So the reason why we're doing this is because we did a recent, I don't even want to call it a rebrand. It was more so of a restructure of a lot of the things that we were doing in the company. So we really wanted to target a lot of our content toward, you know, two specific audiences, because a lot of it derived from what me and Min do here on the podcast. So Min speaks specifically toward that student audience. And then my side, I speak toward that creative entrepreneur aspect. And we really took like a honing on that. Like we honed in on that idea of serving both audiences, our student creators and our creative entrepreneurs, because we do workshops for our student creators. We also do workshops for our creative entrepreneurs. Alongside of that, we do podcasts for both, as you guys know, and just a variety of other types of content. Like we want to host more workshops. We want to host more events, maybe even webinars or anything of that sort, especially with COVID and stuff like that. So we figured with those two audiences, we were solid. Like we're good now. We figured out our like quote unquote audiences. But something always kind of rubbed me a little bit weird was that I feel like we're always missing that in between. It's like there's something in between there that is just missing overall. Like we serve both, but there's an audience in between and we just didn't know what they were like, not what they were called, but what they were exactly referred to. And then that really just took some time to like dive back down into our roots, like us as the creative folks. How did we start off as? So Darian, myself, Min, Sheena now doing the same thing. We all started off as freelancers. I mean, as of now, we are still freelancers in some kind of way outside of TCF. We're working on, you know, client projects. We're working on our own passion projects, etc. So a lot of that journey of being a freelancer, I feel like is so important in between of being like a student creator and also being like, you know, a creative entrepreneur, because not exactly all freelancers are creative entrepreneurs. They just may be a freelancer. Creative entrepreneurs, I feel like they scale a lot more. So something like TCF is doing is that we're scaling, but we're still working with clients. So we're not necessarily in that learning phase of being a student creator. So that's why we felt like, you know, having a freelancer section would be important. So this month, as of this episode going live, you will see a new section on our website that dedicates to freelancers. So you would have a podcast, you would have interviews, we will have content specifically catered to that freelancer audience. One other thing we're introducing for the freelancers here at the Creative Folks audience is our freelancer job board. So a lot of people have asked me this where like, Tammy, how do I even land a freelance gig? Like, is it just word of mouth or like, what is that all about? Me and the admin assistant of TCF, we work together to gather, I want to say it's a good like 20, 25, because they're really hard to come around. And they're also like, you also have to kind of test its legitness. Like, are they actually good jobs and are they active jobs? So we gathered all of those job boards and we put them onto a freelancer job board. So it's a job board within a job board on our website. And that's completely free. That's one of the resources that we're offering. It's completely free, forever free. You can go on there and look into, you know, what kind of suits you. There's all types. So there's like for designers, there's for marketers, there's one for illustrators. There may be one for IT. There may be one for software. I mean, like a lot of these job boards, they're kind of like across the board. However, we really wanted to offer something that's more inclusive of all of that. Before I end today's episode, I really wanted to make sure that not only is that intro a little bit more promo, but I obviously do want to dive into a topic today. So this episode may be a little bit longer than we intended to be. Today's main topic I really want to talk about outside of the freelancer month thing is something that's relative to freelancing. So this whole idea of unpaid versus paid internships. I genuinely believe that an unpaid or a paid internship can definitely help you start that freelancing journey. Like I said, TCF, all of us, we all started as freelancers. Sheena is just now getting into that freelancer realm. However, because of, you know, working an unpaid or a paid internship, that has definitely led us to being better freelancers. Is it like the best experience ever for a freelancer? No, I don't think so, because there's a lot of things that you're learning in internships that may not even apply to a freelancer, but there's definitely things that you can take out of it. And so I really want to use this episode today to encourage, you know, taking on unpaid and paid internships. A lot of people are asking about like, okay, so that unpaid internship, is it worth it? Like, isn't it illegal basically to work for free? And I totally agree on the side of working an unpaid internship. If you're the employer and you're looking for an unpaid intern, I know we're all like fantasizing over this fact, like, you know, like, oh my God, it's like free labor and I don't even have to pay for anything. Like, that is the wrong mindset to come into when it comes to, you know, unpaid internship. That's where I think the misconception is that when I think of an unpaid internship, because we did offer unpaid internships before, and that's how we hired Sheena on board permanently. However, when we came out with the unpaid internship program, we really thought about what is our value and what are we offering this student and what is the student that we're looking for. So when I say this, it's more of like, we were looking for Sheena. Literally, we were looking for Sheena. We were looking for someone that was maybe kind of lost in terms of what they wanted to do, just more willing to learn anything at this point because they're so close to graduation, but they don't have any experience under their belt. That's who we were looking for. Sheena was exactly that and fit that mold very well. We also had other interns that didn't do well. And then we also had other interns that were super interested, but they were overqualified for our position. And that's where I think a lot of the other side, so like the employer end, that's where we mess up, is that we look for the best intern by skill set. And sometimes when you're offering something like an unpaid internship, it's a trade-off. They're trading their time in to help you with your business and your, you know, your projects or stuff like that. Yes, for absolutely free, but you have to exchange something in return. And that's like the whole scope and the whole realm of like unpaid internships. And then obviously paid internships, there's an exchange there and you can kind of demand a little bit more. However, again, it's an internship. So think about like when we first like, you know, got out of college or like when we first like got out of high school, even looking for any type of internship, we weren't necessarily like the best employee. We just didn't have the skill sets. We didn't have the knowledge to even contribute for the business to grow. That's where I think a lot of people get this wrong, is that they think like getting an intern is supposed to be like getting another employee for your business. And it's not. An intern is literally coming into your business to help your internal operations. They will help learn the business. They will help and, you know, help you out, but also learn your business as they're going. You can't say all the acronyms. You can't explain all of the processes and expect them to understand what that process is versus like someone that may have, you know, some experience working in this realm and then you hire them to come in. And as you're saying words, you're saying the acronyms, they get like most of it. There's a big difference there. And I think that's where a lot of employers need to really correct themselves when it comes to internships like this, is that you should not be looking for free labor. That is an absolute no. Respect that intern's time and really respect their work ethic and all of that stuff. And just overall, just respect them. They're not there to be an assistant. They're not there to be just like a company, like, I don't know. I don't even know what's the right word to call it outside of assistant. They're not there to like basically fulfill everyone's needs. They're there to learn. And that's why it's a role called internship. So we should really consider that when we're looking for interns, even if it's unpaid, because a lot of people are arguing like, well, unpaid internships are bad and they should be illegal. I don't agree with it wholeheartedly. I do think there's a lot of good things that could come out of an unpaid internship. And but it has a lot to do with not only the intern, but also the employer side as well. So I'm going for both sides there. But I mean, overall, like, I would love to cover this in another episode because we're kind of reaching that point where it's a little bit long. But I just really wanted to introduce Freelancer Month to you guys. And so this month, there's a lot of cool episodes lined up because Min is bringing in somebody. I'm covering some episodes of like my own freelance journey. Min is covering theirs. Overall, I think it's an exciting month and a lot of new content there. So if you have any type of content that you really want to see us do for you, or you really want us to go into, dive into, etc., we would love to do it. Even if it's webinar, even if it's podcast, like anything, if it's something that we can put our resources and finances to, and it's doable within the time frame, then we will absolutely would love to consider doing it. So let me know. You can let us know at letstalk@thecreativefolks.org. That is our email. And we'll be happy to bring you through our freelancer journeys. All right. See you in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the Creative Folks.